Words from the first lesson, the Old Testament reading read so well for us by Hazel this morning. Exodus 14 and verse 29. Exodus 14, verse 29. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Welcome back to God's house of prayer and worship. 6 months have gone by since we gathered here in person in this sanctuary. And you might recall that our last time here was on March the 8th. Then everything changed. But before we dwell in the Word of God today, allow me to acknowledge your faithful service to God, to the church and the community under some very difficult and ever-changing circumstances. Thank you. A core group of parishioners went way above and beyond your usual commitment and continued tirelessly behind the scenes to support worship, prayer requests, pastoral care, children's ministry, outreach, virtual hospitality, keeping in touch with those who do not have internet or Wi-Fi access, circulating all of the health, diocesan, and other protocols and updates, and doing all of the administrative and other tasks to continue God's work. Thanks again for your faithful service. You might also be aware that we lost a few former parishioners who have been committed to God's care, and we give thanks for their lives and their ministry among us as part of this worshiping community during their lifetime. How were the last 6 months for you? How are you doing? Some have described this time of COVID-19 using words like instability, fear, uncertainty. This must be acknowledged, as there are so many things that we've had to do in a different way. But we've also had some opportunities for innovation, haven't we? And with their vast scientific and other resources, medical researchers continue to look for solutions as we acknowledge that we are all in this together. But Christians have just kept on going, as the church has been quite creative in responding to our own challenges and also to the needs of others in these uncertain times. Today we gather in person, joining others across the Anglican Diocese of Toronto and beyond, along with those who are participating remotely on Facebook. And today we hear the story of the parting of the Red Sea and the liberation of the Hebrew people. God's faithful servants walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall on their right and on their left. The scripture reading from today is a short excerpt from a more detailed story of God's salvation. From scripture, we know that the Hebrew people had lived in Egypt for approximately 430 years. We are told that they had been enslaved for some time and were suffering under the control of the Egyptian authorities. God heard their cries for help and sent his servant Moses to confront Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to demand their release.
From
scripture, we know that at first Pharaoh refused. Even after God had unleashed a number of plagues, in fact, 9 plagues on him and on his people. But Pharaoh finally changed his mind following the 10th plague. And we won't go into any details today, but you would recall from scripture that that included the death of every firstborn Egyptian son. This was certainly a turning point, as the Hebrew people were finally given permission to leave. But soon after their departure, the king changed his mind and went after them, hoping to bring them back to Egypt. And this is where our reading for today picks up in the book of Exodus, when Pharaoh and his army caught up with the Hebrew people while they were camping by the Red Sea. We could imagine that for a time they felt helpless. Here were they with the army behind them and the Red Sea before them. They were probably afraid of losing their lives and their freedom. But the faithful and liberating God intervened and found a way to lead them to safety. God protected them from the advancing army. He sent a strong east wind which parted the water and dried the land underneath and created a path for them to walk to freedom. And by God's power, the pursuing army was destroyed. Now that's as it's written in the book of Exodus, but we know that there's a lot more that we can think about in terms of the narrative itself. But I want to share 3 thoughts with you around this passage of scripture, because we can learn so much from what we've heard read today by Hazel. 3 thoughts for your consideration. First of all, we are challenged today to dig deep. Dig deep into ourselves to find the faith and the courage to surrender in obedience to God's will. Total surrender. The Hebrew people placed their trust in God, and we too can do likewise and pray for release from whatever separates us from the love of God and whatever separates us from our own walk to freedom. Complete release in the freedom that God gives us. Let's dig deep. Secondly, we must acknowledge that we serve a God on whom we can depend. Our God answers prayer, and our God has a plan for you and for me. Our God has a plan for this church as well. We know from the reading that Hazel did for us this morning that there was no obvious way for the Hebrew escape. But the Lord opened up a dry path, demonstrating his authority and also his love for the faithful. As one biblical scholar observed, how else can the army of the great Pharaoh be lost while chasing a band of runaway slaves? We may find ourselves caught in situations and see no way out, but we can rest assured that God could open up a way for us, because we serve a living and liberating God who can set us free from any condition. So first of all, let us dig deep within us, find the faith and the courage, and let us acknowledge that God is a faithful God and we can depend on him. Thirdly, I'm suggesting this morning that God's time is the only right time. God's timing is the only perfect time. Throughout their ordeal, the Hebrew people relied on God to set them free in his own time. Perhaps we can identify with being trapped in some way, perhaps by fear, by guilt, by rejection, or some other personal circumstance that is stifling us. Perhaps as a result of illness, trauma, or perhaps addiction. So let us follow the example of God's faithful people by persevering in prayer and acting on God's instructions. Because God sets his own agenda and his own timetable. Today's reading from Exodus brings us to the end of this daring adventure known as the crossing of the Red Sea. And we know from the end of the reading that the Lord saved Israel that day. They saw the great work that the Lord did. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. That's parts of verses 30 and 31. We know that the Hebrew people depended on a loving, liberating God to take them to the sea on their walk to freedom. We too can feel secure in the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to continue and not turn back, as comfortable as that might be. This is an important moment on our journey of faith as we gather to worship in a new and different way. So I hope that we will have the courage to press on, confident that God has a plan for us and for the parish of St. George and Young. Finally, after the Hebrew people made it to the opposite shore, they were now free to continue their journey to the promised land. So may we, like the faithful, recognize God going before us to lead us, staying behind us to protect us. And like God's servant Moses, may we be prepared, may we be willing, and may we be ready to serve. Thanks be to God. Amen.